Children's books are always popular this time of year, and here's one which could become a favorite in your household at Christmas time. It's A Cincinnati Night Before Christmas, written by Nandine Huffman and illustrated by Marilyn Labar. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Nadine, tell us about this book. When and why did you write it?
I started writing the book in the holiday season between 2007 and 2008. It was inspired by friends of ours from our church who were adopting a child from Guatemala. It was possible at that time that she would have come home right in time for Christmas. It didn't turn out that way. She ended up coming home sometime later, but it could have happened that way. So that was one of the things that prompted the story, and it's setting in Cincinnati at Christmas time.
What's the plot of the book?
It's a very thin plot. Basically, it's a story of a little boy and his grandparents and everything that they do together around Cincinnati while they're waiting for his mom and dad to come back with his newly adopted baby sister.
That's fun. And how did you hook up with Marilyn, who does the illustrations?
Marilyn and I were friends at our church for a long time. When I conceived the book, I had a certain feel and look for it in mind, and I thought that Marilyn would be perfect with the kind of illustrations that I wanted.
And Marilyn, what kind of background do you have in art?
I have a degree in art from a university in Pennsylvania, but only recently, I would say for the last 10 years, I've been working solely in watercolor, and that's what the illustrations are in the book.
Have you done any shows in town?
I've had my own home shows, and I also work with a studio in Marymount. We've had shows in Marymount at the Art Barn.
How long did it take you to do these illustrations for the book?
It took probably over the course of a year. Each illustration took 4 or 5 hours, but there was a lot of research involved in deciding what illustrations should go with what text, and then a lot of photographs were made so that I could use the photographs for the illustrations.
Did you two use the computer to go back and forth, or did you actually get together and meet to go over illustrations and text?
The illustrations are all traditionally done. They're not done on the computer, and we would meet quite often to talk about the text and what illustration should go with the passage.
How did you get this publisher?
We decided to have the book self-published with Orange Fraser because we thought that they did extraordinarily beautiful books. They had recently published a book that Phil Nuxall had written about Spring Grove Cemetery, Beauty in the Grove. They had an incredible book about the Dayton Air Show. We just love their book design. We knew from the beginning that book design in and of itself was an area of weakness for us, and we felt it was a real strength for them.
Would you mind reading a little bit from your book?
Not at all. I'll just start from the beginning. 'Twas the night before Christmas here in Cincinnati, where our story begins with a young boy named Matty. He had just gotten up from a short winter's nap and was all snuggled up on his grandfather's lap. Matty asked, "Pop, Pop, tell me, is tonight the big night when we drive to the airport to meet Mommy's flight?" Pop, Pop smiled. "Yes, dear. Later we'll go meet the plane, and Mommy and Daddy will be back home again." Then Nana came in, a large plate in her hands, heaped with Christmas tree cookies. My, how they looked grand, with red and green sprinkles so sweet and enticing. "Thanks, Nana," said Matty. "Buskin's cookies with icing." Nana said, "Mom and Dad will bring home your new sister from a faraway place, and today we will meet her. She'll enjoy growing up here. Our city's unique. Remember the great times we've had this past week? Remember on Monday, we started our day by going downtown to the big train display. School children sang holiday carols and songs. We watched them and listened, and then sang along. We saw Fountain Square's tall Christmas tree all aglow, decorating the square with its sparkling red bows, and Macy's big windows, so festive and bright. Snowflakes and garlands, what a beautiful sight! The ice rink was bustling and teeming with skaters. We sipped some hot cocoa, and then walked to Grater's. "Yes," Maddie exclaimed. "Grater's ice cream was nice. All those yummy flavors, it's like paradise. You got your favorite, black raspberry chip. My peppermint cone was a ginormous dip." Nana said, "We saw one building lit up so bright where the Nutcracker Ballet was opening that night. Your neighbor friend Hannah is in it this year. She's a tiny gray mouse. How precious and dear. The beautiful dancing is always a thrill. Someday I'll take you when you can sit still."
Thank you. That was wonderful. And where's it go from there?
Well, they have memories of different adventures every day during their time together in Cincinnati. They visit the Festival of Lights at the zoo. They visit Union Terminal and Holiday Junction, and Maddie rides on the child-sized train there. And eventually they end up at the place where Pop says they'll discover the true meaning of Christmas and really get into the Christmas spirit, and that's at the Nativity Crib at Crone Conservatory.
The first printing of this book was last year. How did it do?
It sold out weeks before Christmas.
So this is the second year. Did you increase the number of books that are printed?
Yes, we printed twice as many books this year, and it's looking like we're on track to sell out again.
Where are they available this year?
They are available at Joseph Beth Booksellers, Barnes & Noble, all Greater Cincinnati locations, and a number of small bookshops and small gift shops all around Greater Cincinnati, as well as online.
And then online, would that be Orange Fraser's website?
Yes, you can find them through Orange Fraser's website as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The proceeds from the book sales are designated to what organization?
We give all proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, to adoption organizations in Greater Cincinnati. And last year, the proceeds went to the Shepherd's Crook Ministries in Westchester, which is an organization that facilitates adoptions of special needs orphans.
Could you read the foreword to the book?
The foreword of the book reads, "To all the adopted children who have touched our hearts, to the generous people of Cincinnati, and to our beloved families."
Our guests tonight have been local author Nadine Huffman and illustrator Marilyn Labar, and their children's book is A Cincinnati Night Before Christmas. You'll find a link at wvxu.org. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
And have a great holiday.
Thank you. Same to you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.